And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Choke Out Radio. It's another edition, wrestling edition. A lot to talk about, I've been off the past couple of weeks. I had a death in the family, but finally I am here. A couple days later, I just want to take the next 5 seconds for a moment of silence for a woman who passed away this week, her lovely grandmother, Emilia Palacio. If it wasn't for her, all of my aunts, uncles, cousins, my father, and eventually my mother, and then my aunt, none of them would be here today. There would be no Choked Out Radio. I'd be, as Hulk Hogan would say, pumping gas at a gas station or selling meat out of a meat truck, as he would say. So a moment of silence for 5 seconds for my grandmother, Nina Palacio. All right. So now I'm shooting from the hip. Nothing crazy at all. Shooting from the hip. What I want to discuss is as follows. Shooting from the hip. My review of SummerSlam. Shout out to Justin Labar, JD from New York, and those individuals who are at 205th SummerSlam Sunday. You know, they've been at it for a couple of years. I'm the new kid on the block, 3 years old. Since 2014, my 3-year anniversary is next month. I hope to relaunch. I wanted to relaunch at SummerSlam, but a lot happened personally in my life, and it's been tough. But I'm here, and I'm shooting from the hip. SummerSlam was an okay show. They kind of built it like a Wrestle Kingdom, as JD, as several people had mentioned. Shout out to Frank Manzo, Doug O'Mac, and those guys living the gimmick dash Wrestle Reaction. As well, shout out to you guys. Love to see you guys WrestleMania time every year, man. So, with that being said, it was built like a Wrestle Kingdom show. The beginning was, wasn't important. But once the Finn Balor match hit, you know it was important. And, you know, from the Finn Balor match to the tag title match to the Jinder Mahal match to the main event, it was very well presented. Very well presented, ladies and gentlemen. It was an okay show. It wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible either. A lot of complaints about SummerSlam 2017. I didn't complain. I thought it was pretty good. The main event stole the show. That's what happens when you have four of your best guys in the first match. So, it is what it is. But let's transition to fall, which we're on the track to SummerSlam, to Survivor Series, which in essence is, we're on the road to WrestleMania from now. And speaking of WrestleMania, a WrestleMania quality match will happen at No Mercy at the Staples Center September 24th. John Cena, one-on-one against Roman Reigns. There's been a lot of backlash because, this match is WrestleMania worthy, but for whatever reason, it's happening at No Mercy. And I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen at No Mercy. A, they're afraid that if this doesn't happen, I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen. Number one, it looks like they're going to go with their plan A, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar 2 at WrestleMania 34. So with that being said, they needed a big match. They needed to capitalize off the buzz of SummerSlam. It's, I don't want to say the dead period, but not the next major pay-per-view Survivor Series. So why not? John Cena's in and out of the picture. You know, he's going to film Bumblebee. So with that being said, what do? So you book the biggest match possible. And what you want to do is build Roman Reigns back up. Because let's face it, he lost to Braun Strowman. I don't think he's ever beat him. Or if he did, whatever. It is what it is. But he lost to him in the ambulance match. Lost to him on pay-per-view the month before. And they're trying to rebuild Roman Reigns. And re-pick up that momentum where he left off when he beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania 33. Now for John Cena, great promo this Monday. And I agree with Justin Labar, Chairshot Reality. Huge shout out. Justin Labar, Drew Springsteen, they said it best. You know, this type of match you could build for 3 to 4 months if it's WrestleMania season, right? Now, but because of the short notice at No Mercy, they have 3 weeks to build this storyline. So, what better way to do it than attack the two guys that are in the IWC conversation the most, John Cena and Roman Reigns. And they brought down the fourth wall. John Cena has delivered on more than one occasion. You know, to me, John Cena was, he was real good as basic Thugonomics. Then when he turned face and won the championship in 05, he wasn't that good. He was very annoying. To me, at least. And then I really think he really picked it up, to me, in my opinion, once his feud with CM Punk, obviously they tore down the fourth wall there, but if he really picked it up, and there's only a rare amount of people who could really turn down the fourth wall and do a great job with it. Rock, Flair, I guess CM Punk when he was a pro wrestler, and John Cena is another one of those individuals, and he did an awesome job. Roman Reigns, you know, he forgot his line, but he kind of used it as part of the script in this work shoot type promo. Excellent, excellent. Now they have to capitalize off that. And I think that's what it should be. It should be the fourth wall, heel turns, talking about how he can't cut a promo, can't get over, this and that. He's better part-time than he ever will be full-time. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. I see John Cena putting Roman Reigns over, and Roman Reigns will continue that momentum heading into October and heading into the Survivor Series pay-per-view. Now, for Braun Strowman, he's had some excellent momentum. He was supposed to fight Brock Lesnar at Great Balls of Fire back in July. Injury prevented that, but long story short, so they went with Samoa Joe. And speaking of Samoa Joe, speaking of by his absence, I think he had some sort of knee injury, and I wish him a speedy recovery because they booked him perfectly. Samoa Joe has been booked perfectly, but hopefully we'll see what happens moving forward with Samoa Joe. If you have Reigns, Cena, Lesnar, Strowman, maybe you could even take Samoa Joe off for a little bit and he'll interfere somehow, some way. But we'll see. I do expect Brock Lesnar to retain, especially with the news now of Johnny Bone Jones, who tested positive for some sort of substance in his urine, but was tested negative in a blood sample post a fight. That's another ball of wax for another conversation for another day. So in the meantime, Brock Lesnar, you have Brock Lesnar at least until WrestleMania 34. I don't expect Braun Strowman to win, although he deserves to win, and he is the one believable guy that can probably kick Brock Lesnar's ass in real life. If there was no cage and rules and no weight cutting like that, Braun Strowman probably has a shot at beating Brock Lesnar for real. So it's the most believable matchup out of the guys that fought in the Fatal 4-Way. So, my prediction for No Mercy, Reigns goes over in John Cena, and then Lesnar goes over in Braun Strowman. We may not see Brock Lesnar for one or two months. Initially, when Johnny Bone Jones called him out at the last UFC pay-per-view, I really thought that Brock Lesnar was going to leave, train for MMA, come back for one last fight in WWE and lose. But now I have a gut feeling that with the collaboration between IME-UFC and the WWE, I could see Brock Lesnar somehow, some way in both organizations. I could see him wrestling part-time in the WWE still, and then maybe somehow be allowed to go to the UFC for about 2 to 3 more fights. Hey, let's face it, win, lose, or draw, Brock Lesnar is a draw because he's a freak athlete, once in a generation type guy. So I could see him fighting his a revenge fight against Overeem. I could see him fighting Stipe Miocic. I could see him fighting Junior Dos Santos. There's a lot of matchups in the UFC where I could see Brock Lesnar going off. But now, with that being said, if that does happen, he has to face a suspension, which for now, he is a pro wrestler. So that's what's going on in the main event picture with the main four guys from SummerSlam and Samoa Joe. We wish you a speedy recovery. Now, on the SmackDown side, I won't talk too much. I didn't watch SmackDown. I did see or hear Bobby Roode did debut last week, and I did hear that now Nakamura is going to square off against Randy Orton, I believe, this week to determine the right to fight Jinder Mahal at the next pay-per-view. I forgot, whatever that is, or at a future date. So it's pretty cool. You know, Dave Meltzer, he did mess up. You know, where was Maria and Mike? Now we know why he was out of shape and this and that to an extent, and why he has not been on television. He checked himself into rehab, but that's a great move. I love that guy. I told you the story. I don't want to say it again, how I met him at WrestleMania 31 weekend, but I wish him a speedy recovery. Mike Bennett, and I think he'll do well. I think he should do his gimmick in TNA. I didn't watch TNA. I didn't watch it too much, but I did watch clips of the Miracle Mike Bennett and Maria, and I think that would be a better gimmick than the Power of Love. Even though the song reminds me of a cheesy 80s cover band, I love it, but at the same time, I think he'll do better as a Miracle. I could see him as a great upper mid card, man. You know, world one, world title run, I don't know. That's a little too soon, but definitely I could see him in the Intercontinental United States title picture. The Miracle Mike Bennett. So wish you a speedy recovery, my friend. So that's for SmackDown. I can't comment on SmackDown because I didn't watch it. I did watch Raw. I didn't watch SmackDown, so I cannot comment too much on SmackDown this week. All I know is Nakamura, to me, by the end of this feud with Jinder Mahal, should be the WWE champion. There's no way Nakamura does not, by the end of this calendar year, have the championship in his possession. And I do want to see that showdown Nakamura against AJ Styles, and hopefully that happens at WrestleMania 34. It'd be a great double main event, man. Nakamura versus AJ Styles, and then Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar 2, which we all seen it already. It's all right, but at least, you know, we have Nakamura and Styles. All right. So for NXT, Adam Cole is feuding with Drew McIntyre now, and of course they have O'Reilly and Fish. Kind of remind me of Josh Eisenberg said it best. Reminds him of the NWO, how they would invade WCW Nitro. I think someone commented somewhere on Facebook how the Miracle Mike Bennett should join this faction, and although some people feel he was rushed, some people felt he should have been in NXT. I do see the Miracle Mike Bennett in this faction with O'Reilly, Bish, and Adam Cole. I think it'll do him wonders. I think it'll give him a restart, and I think he could gradually pick up momentum and get on the main roster. There's a lot of guys that are not used on SmackDown right now, which is sad. I think Harper and Rowan's are going to get repackaged. Dolph Ziggler is on limbo, the perfect 10. Ty Dillinger, great worker, great gimmick, just hasn't panned out for some reason. It happens when you have AJ Styles and Kevin Owens and Shane McMahon in the United States title picture, which has elevated that belt tremendously. But now, that's the positive. The drawback of having those guys in the United States title picture is the guys that I just mentioned, whether it's Ty Dillinger, whether it's Dolph Ziggler, those guys are lost right now. Lost. So we'll see what happens with that. And Bobby Roode debut on SmackDown, Shelton Benjamin on SmackDown. SmackDown is in excellent, excellent shape. I love it. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Bobby Roode, the glorious one. I do see him doing big things. He should do nothing but big things. His theme song alone has got him over. And I do see him United States, and I could definitely see him in the main event picture. Hey, if you could give Jinder Mahal the championship, and let's face it, you know, I crapped on Mahal. I'll be the first to admit it. When he first won the number one contendership for Backlash, I was like, who? Really? Mahal? Then when, as the promos came on, as they built Jinder Mahal the character, as he won at Backlash, following him on social media, he's really trying to play the part of the superstar. He's really doing a good job of that. Really doing a good job of that. And I think he's good. He's done a great job. And especially with his guys, the Singh brothers, I think he'll do a very good job. All right. What I want to talk about to close 20-minute edition of Choked Out Radio, I'm back, baby, is the Mae Young Classic. I saw all 4 episodes. A couple of ladies stand out to me. I love Mercedes Martinez. I love her story coming from Connecticut, this and that. I think she could do well. I don't see her winning the tournament, but I could see her getting signed by the WWE. She's not the traditional diva, total divas type thing where she's going to pose for Playboy or anything like that. But I could see her kicking ass in the main roster on Raw or SmackDown. I love Toni Storm. I love her look, love the little hat. I could definitely see her doing big things. Mia Yim, love her. I think she's going to be the top priority for them to be signed. Love her story. Piper Niven, you know, she doesn't have the traditional look, but she's real good, very charismatic. I love KD from India. I can actually see KD together with the Singh brothers and Mahal. Not because she's Indian. Yeah, obviously that's one, but I could definitely see her being the muscle, kind of like the old role of China. They should bring her up. They should sign her full time and have her align herself with Mahal and with the Singh brothers. And they could have some sort of big time evolution type faction. Mahal being the world champion, KD somehow winning the women's championship, and the Singh brothers being more active on the roster and being tag champs. I could definitely see that happening. Of course, the two multi-generation wrestlers, Rachel Ellering, Rachel Evans. I saw her at Pro Wrestling Magic a couple of months ago. Excellent worker. Excellent worker. I'm pissed at myself for not taking a picture of her. She was right, probably like point blank. And I just said hi to her and did not take a picture of her. I did take a picture of Jordynne Grace, more my style. Congratulations to her and her engagement, by the way. Sucks for the rest of us. Nah, but I'm married, so it doesn't matter. But congratulations to Jordynne Grace, recently engaged. Of course, we saw Tessa Blanchard. Great, great match. Probably, to me, one of my favorite two matches in the entire tournament, in my opinion. Well, there's three. Not two. Kairi Sane and Tessa Blanchard, great way to close the Mae Young Classic Episode 4, and I love Piper Niven's, and I believe Santana Garrett were the two that fought, I believe, in my opinion. I think that was a matchup, excellent matchup, and I was surprised Santana Garrett lost in that first round, but she has nothing to be ashamed of. I think she'll do well. I believe she was the one that was trained by Scott Hall and Sabisco, in my opinion. I think I have that right. Of course, I like Rhea Ripley. She's my favorite, you know, former soccer player, 20 years old from Australia. She's tall. She kind of reminds me of Charlotte. She has the look. I think McMahon can make millions of dollars off Rhea Ripley. I think she'll do really well. I think she's my favorite out of all of them. To me, I love them all. I love them all. I love them all. These are the ones that stood out. There's others that stood out. Reyna Martinez, another second generation superstar. Shayna Baszler did well. The Brazilian girl, I don't know her name. The Baszler, the person she beat, Jada, I forgot, Kata, whatever. She did do really well. A lot of these, and I don't understand the internet as far as these women being unattractive, this and that. Listen, right now. I'm gonna tell you guys something right now. These women, to me at least, very attractive. I believe if you see them in person, you would date any of them in a heartbeat. So, don't play yourselves. Do not play yourselves. These girls work their ass off night in, night out. Maybe some of them don't have the traditional look like a Nikki Bella or Brie Bella, but these are excellent women who know their craft. And hey, I think they'll do really well in the tournament. You know, I think Kairi Sane, I heard they wanted to sign her, but she had issues with her health. I definitely want to see the second generation women, Rachel Ellering, Tessa Blanchard. They could do big things with both of those girls. Mercedes Martinez, of course. Rhea Ripley, one of my favorites. Toni Storm, Mia Yim, Piper Niven, they could do something with. But they got a builder sort of like Nia Jax in a way. Santana Garrett, excellent. All these women are excellent. And I'm looking forward to the next couple of episodes when they get released. You know, the purpose of this is two things. One, original content to the network, and two, being able to beef up their NXT brand. Because let's face it, you have six women competing on Raw, six women competing on SmackDown, and it's the same matches over and over again. Now, by them signing, let's say, 16 out of the 32, it enables them to push some on NXT and push others straight to the main roster, or even those that are in NXT, such as Ember Moon, the great Ambiguous Duo, whatever their name is, push them to the main roster, and then these women can fill that role. Let's face it, Asuka, when she comes, she's not coming back to NXT, she's coming to the main roster, so you have that big void to fill, and Ember Moon could fill it short term, but they have to build some of these other stars, and they're young. A lot of these women are fairly young. Some of them have been around the block for a while, still fairly attractive, can still do the job, can still work like any man in the ring. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in future episodes of the Mae Young Classic. I saw the first four episodes. I don't know when the other four or others are going to be released. My opinion, and I said it before, I knew Asuka was going to get stripped or whatever, or relinquish the title. I think what happens is the winner of this tournament is going to be awarded the NXT Championship. and that's going to be the new NXT champion. And then Asuka is going to go to the main roster and kick ass on Raw or SmackDown. All right, just to recap, spoke a little bit about SummerSlam. We got into No Mercy and why Reigns against Cena now. Lesnar Strowman. We got a little bit into NXT, not too much on SmackDown, and we spent a lot of time talking about the Mae Young Classic. It's been a pleasure. Glad I'm back. Tell your friends.